In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, we read the words there, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, Maranatha." And we're focusing in on that word, Maranatha. We're focusing on that word because it brings before us the great truth that the Lord Jesus is coming again. Maranatha means the Lord comes, or the Lord is coming. And so, when we think of that great truth, we want to think of what it contains. Why is it so important? What does it mean? Well, first of all, that truth of the Lord's coming, the reality of His coming again, is the hope and the guarantee of the future for every believer in the Lord Jesus. Our hope is not in the success of this world's governments that we find ourselves living in, no matter what country it might be. Our hope ultimately is not in the economic or financial situation that the world can bring before us, or that is found in the world in which we live. Our hope is not necessarily in advancements in medicine or technology or any of the rest. Ultimately, our hope rests in the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming again, and our future is secure if we have trusted Him for salvation. We noted that the Lord's coming again means the assurance and the fulfillment of His word, that the promises that He has given concerning His return, personally, as He said He would come again, are the reality and the confirmation that His word is true. We know that it is the beginning of God's end-time program. In other words, when the Lord Jesus returns, it will usher in or inaugurate, it will begin that end-time program that the Bible has so much to speak about. Ultimately, the judgment of this world, the time of tribulation that the book of Revelation prophesies and brings before us, the ushering in of the kingdom, the program of the Lord for the nation of Israel, and all the rest of it will be inaugurated, those great end-time events, by the return of the Lord Jesus. It will spell, ultimately, death's final defeat. Now, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that great resurrection chapter, that when Christ comes, in verse 23 of chapter 15, 1 Corinthians, every man in his own order, that is the resurrection, the Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Then cometh the end, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. When the Lord Jesus returns, ultimately, it will spell the final defeat of death. At that resurrection time, when this corruptible body puts on incorruption, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 54. Death's final defeat. And won't that be a glorious thing? Won't it be a wonderful thing when there is no more death, no more separation, no more funerals, no more funeral services, no more graveyards, even in that sense. Death finally defeated. It will mean that Satan's judgment will finally be executed. Satan's sentence has already been passed. The prince of this world has already been judged. But he has not yet had his sentence executed. He has not yet been placed into that final holding place, into that final area of the lake of fire where he one day will be, when he will no longer be able to deceive the nations anymore, nor wreak his havoc upon this universe. Maranatha, even so come, Lord Jesus. I tell you another thing that it brings before us, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when we read there the truth that the Lord Jesus is returning, and that we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with those who have died in Christ. It says this, that we'll be caught up with them, that the Lord Himself shall descend, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, those that have died in the Lord. It means the reuniting with loved ones who have gone on. Oh, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, don't you look forward to that time? To once again see those loved ones who have died in the Lord, those family members, those children, those wives, those husbands, those grandparents, whoever they might be, who have died in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessed hope that is. What a comfort it brings before us. It was written for that intent. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But I'll tell you this, it's only a comfort for those who know the Lord Jesus as Savior. You don't have that hope of being reunited with loved ones. If you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, ultimately when the Lord Jesus returns, you're not going to be reunited with your loved ones. You'll never see them again. And what a sad, sad thing that is to contemplate. But I tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. You can have this hope as well by recognizing your own sinfulness and recognizing in the Lord Jesus Christ the Savior and looking to Him today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus today that died for your sin and rose again, and you can have this great hope, and you can say, even so, come, Lord Jesus.